The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Is God done with Israel? Is the church now taking Israel's place? What about Israel in the future? Some of the things we'll talk about in just a moment as we get underway with another episode of Grace in Focus. This is Grace in Focus, the ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society, and we are very glad that you've joined us today. Catherine Wright and Ken Yates will be along in just a moment with a great discussion on Romans chapter 10. Hope you'll stay tuned. In the meantime, let me tell you about our website, faithalone.org. We like to modestly think of it as the most comprehensive free grace website. You'll find all kinds of articles, hundreds of articles, books and blogs and podcasts, all kinds of information there. You can search our website and find a resource about almost any passage in the Bible, not to mention our books and publications. So we invite you to go there, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now for today's discussion, here are Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
We now find ourselves at the end of chapter 10. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to pick out things that may be a little controversial or where there's some points of contention.
Or confusion.
One of those areas is when you talk to different people in Christendom, they have the position that God is done with the nation of Israel.
Right. Replacement theology.
Yeah, that the church has replaced Israel because of their rejection of Christ as a whole, as a nation. The church has become the new Israel, and that the promises God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are going to be fulfilled in the church in a spiritual way. Mm-hmm. And instead of Israel being in the land forever, the church is going to be in heaven forever or something like that.
I always think of this as like God's plan B theory. His plan A didn't work, and so he came up with plan B.
And if you all follow GES's teaching or dispensational teaching, you know that we reject that.
Yeah.
When we get to the end of chapter 10, these issues come into focus. In verse 19, Paul says, "But I say, did Israel not know? For first Moses says," and this is a quote from Moses, "I will provoke you, Israel, to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation." This is talking about the Gentiles being included in the church, that God is going to deal with Gentiles after the rejection of the gospel by the nation of Israel.
Can we clarify, though, when we talk about the Gentiles here, it's not that Gentiles couldn't be saved in the Old Testament, and we want to make that distinction.
Yes, in the Old Testament, God dealt in the world through the nation of Israel, but you're absolutely right. That doesn't mean that Gentiles could not believe, but God's method of revealing himself to the world was through the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, it is through the church, which includes Gentiles. And I would think that, again, even people who believe that Israel has been replaced, that's the way they understand this verse, that God is now dealing, revealing himself, working in the world through the church, which is open to Gentiles. And then he quotes Isaiah. Isaiah says, "I," talking about God, "was found by those who did not seek me." And this is the Gentiles. "And I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me." So in the present dispensation, in the present age, Gentiles have found the Lord. God is dealing with the world through the church, which includes Gentiles. But what about the nation of Israel as a whole? He says, "All day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people." So however we understand God dealing with the world in the present dispensation and how he dealt with them in the Old Testament through the nation of Israel and now through the church, it is clear that the Old Testament spoke of this in the sense that there was going to come a time when Israel would not respond and the Gentiles would.
So I have this as a summary statement. The bottom line is that Israel is the object of God's wrath.
And we're talking about as a nation.
As a nation, we're talking about temporal wrath. Again, if you've been following our series, you know, wrath is not that they all go to hell, because there were individuals who came to faith during this time, but it's speaking of the temporal consequences of their rejection. So Israel has become the object of God's righteous wrath and anger, whereas Gentiles have obtained his mercy. At
this Those time. Who have believed.
Those
yes.
Those who have believed, yes.
And so what we get here at the end of chapter 10, we are talking about now, through the church, Gentiles are included, and God is working through this new entity, mm-hmm. if you will. But the question is, well, what about the nation of Israel? Does this mean then, is God done with them as far as the means by which he is going to reveal himself to the world, mm-hmm. or is the nation of Israel still his chosen people? However you want to word it.
Or even going back to chapter 9, I think everybody agrees 9, 10, and 11 are a unit where the Apostle Paul starts talking about the nation, and he says they've been blessed with all of these, you know, being the chosen nation, the scriptures and the temple and the service within the temple, the, you know, the priesthood, all of those things. Is God done in that respect, in that he's given them a special job?
Another way of asking the question is there a future in God's mm-hmm. plan for the nation of Israel?
Right.
Or has the church just swallowed them up? So a Jew, for example, an individual Jew, mm-hmm. the only plan that he has for the Jewish people is if an individual Jew believes and becomes a part of the church.
Yeah. We've just absorbed them.
Right. And that's what replacement theology mm-hmm. would say. Mm-hmm. There we go. And so what is the answer to that question? And that leads into Romans chapter 11, mm-hmm. where Paul specifically asked the question that we just asked. He says in verse 1, I say then, has God cast away his people? Now, what Paul means is, as a nation, is God done with them? Yeah, he made these promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to their physical descendants, the Jews. But now God is dealing with the spiritual descendants mm-hmm. of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who are believers, who are now the church. And so the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the nation of Israel, has God cast them away? Paul answers the question, certainly not.
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, we would think, well, that settles the question.
I know.
He's not done with the nation of Israel.
Seems pretty cut and dry.
But you know how a replacement theology person is going to answer that.
Right.
He's going to say, certainly not, because if you're a Jew, you can believe and be a part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So even here, they would say, well, yeah, replacement theology is right.
When I think about this issue, I think for me, it comes down to, well, is it literal or not? And it seems pretty clear from the scriptures that when the Lord promised Abraham, his descendants would be like the stars, and that, you know, even we're about to see, and I probably in our next episode, the remnant theology is a major deal in the Old Testament and in this passage. And it seems to me that it really does come down to that question. Do you take Christ's word literally, that it will literally be the descendants of Abraham, or figuratively? And I think as a general rule, we would side on the literal.
Unless there's a reason not to take
right.
it literally.
Unless the text shows us that it's an illustration or something along those lines. But in this case, I think what we see is that, nope, it's a literal remnant. That's a big part of, you know, when the nation falls to Babylon, the Lord promises, I'm going to bring a remnant out of this situation back to the land. Well, was that just a spiritual remnant, or was that a literal physical descendants of the Jews coming back into the land? And it was. I think that's kind of the crux of the issue for me anyways. Is that a literal or is it spiritual?
Okay, well, Paul goes on to say, God is not done with his people. And he points out the obvious. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. What Paul says is, obviously God is not done with his people, the Jews, because I'm a Jew and a part of the church. But a replacement guy would say, aha, see, that's what Paul is talking about, that God is dealing with individual Jews who believe and they are now part of the church. And now God is dealing in the church, and Jews are a part of the church. So that's all that Paul means when he says God is not done with his people, the nation of Israel. Now, that's how they're going to interpret these verses. Mm-hmm. But then Paul goes on to say, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. What do you think he means by foreknew here? You know, the Calvinists would say he's talking about predestination, that God foreknew people who would believe and they would be a part of the church. What do you think he means by foreknew here?
I think that before Isaac was born, he told Abraham that there's going to come a nation that's going to come through your descendants. He knew that beforehand.
Yeah, so there is the corporate foreknowing here, mm-hmm. that God foreknew in whenever, mm-hmm. in eternity past, however you want to word it, that he would work in the world through the nation of Israel.
Yeah, I think that what we're trying to say here is that, going back to what you just said about the Calvinists, will argue that this is about salvation from hell. But when we're talking about predestination, this is a doctrine of predestination, that he chose people and he foreknew who would be saved. Nothing in this context is dealing with that issue.
Yeah, notice even here he's talking about corporate, his people.
Right. And I just think, just as a general principle, doesn't God know all kinds of things before they happen? It's not, you know, why does it always have to be salvation? Now, I don't think that God chooses who will be saved and who doesn't, regardless. But just as a general principle, God knows all kinds of things beforehand. So in this context, it's pretty clear that we're talking about the nation, again, the corporate.
And that's concept. So important, because even in the Old Testament, there were many Jews mm-hmm. who were part of the chosen elect people,
right,
who were not believers. Mm-hmm. So he's not talking about believers. He's talking about, I've chosen the nation of Israel. And then he goes on to say, God has not cast away his people. And then he gives an example from Elijah's day where they were rebellion, but he did not cast his people away. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get into more of this next session.
That's right.
Remember, keep grace in focus.
Thank you both for that great discussion. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, we invite you to join us for a discussion about how good works sometimes get either front-loaded or back-loaded into the eternal salvation message. Think you'll find it interesting? Please join us next time. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.